Is that just something you say? A bit of room tone.
Yeah.
Is it something you learn in producer school where they say, right, now it doesn't mean anything, right? But it just means you sort of get control of the room and it's like a psychological tactic.
Well, there's two reasons to do it, but I'm only using one of those reasons. What? One is...
Annoy me.
No. One is that sometimes if you're on a film set or whatever, on a TV show, you film the background noise before anyone talks so you can get... So when you're doing an audio edit, you can...
I know
mass,
about that. What so do they call that?
I can't remember what it's called.
A rabbit take.
Wild track.
Wild track.
Yeah.
It's wild rabbit.
I do it
wild
for...
Wild rabbit.
Yeah.
You see my connection there?
Yeah, I do it differently.
Because rabbits to me are very feral right. in my mind's
okay.
eye.
Okay. But the way I do it is so when I do noise reduction, I can take the bit that we keep silent, so I know that's the bit I can highlight for the new noise reduction and then remove it in the edit to make
Paul,
for a cleaner sound.
You could have said something funnier than that.
No. Here's what I'm going to do. My bollocks are full of sticky old cum. I want you to have some fun. Give us a hand job. Give us a blow. Give us a hand job.
Oh,
come on, Eli, bro.
Oh, no. Now you've done it.
Yeah,
you've
come on it. And give me a hand job, you've Eli. Fucking get your hands down now. Pull on my bunker. Pull on my tod. Pull on until it all comes out of your gob.
Come on.
Give us a hand job, Eli, mate. I want you to masturbate and my phallic joy. Come on, baby. It's just a toy.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it all out of my system.
I was wondering who was going to break this week, Paul.
It's Daddy Gannon breaking this week. Welcome to Cheap Show.
Press the fucking credits.
Paul Gannon, Eli Silverman. Welcome to Cheap Show.
Sources and words and phrases. Two things I'm responsible for.
Chodney Borough.
I hate you. You're fucking evil posse.
Cheap Show tonight. Cheap Show tonight.
It's the price of shite. Show. Room tone.
No, did I do it again?
I got it for each track.
Do you? Yeah, you do. It's just sometimes you're really emphasizing it today.
Well, no, you brought it up. You were the first person to speak and you brought
Paul,
it up.
Paul.
Yeah.
Room tone. Imagine that. I could use it as a way into.
Oh, hello, I'm room tone.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, I'm room tone.
Oh.
Shush, everybody. Room tone.
Yes.
Oh, I'm off now. I've done my job. Don't want a blowjob, do you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not even prepared for that. Usually people say no to me.
Because the missus, she's on the blob. So could you give me a gob job? Flop on my knob and give me a gob job.
Oh, my missus on the blob. I'm going to give you a big gob job. With it, you flobble. With it, you blob. With it, you flobble. Gobble my gob.
Flop on my knob.
Come off the rails already.
Flop on my knob and give it a gob job. Flop on. Get it all flubbed up.
Right, okay, wait, before we get into that, let's just say hello, welcome to Cheap Show, the economy comedy podcast where Eli and I go for the bargain bins, charity shops and poundlands of Great Britain and bring you back the stuff we find of interest.
Gob job?
Not off.
No, not off.
Not off.
Bachman turn a knob job
that's,
off.
That's the advert, isn't it? 2 minute at a bus stop, just staring at the newspaper, looking at their phone, and one goes, gob job?
Not off.
Gob jobs.
A chub. Oh,
a Graxton right. Industries product.
Okay.
A gob job.
Good, you got it in there, Paul. Now,
today is a foodie episode, isn't it? We've had a couple of special episodes in a row. We had Night Bussin, we had Robert Popper, we had the Borshans reunion.
Wow, it's been a very active and engaging little 3 week span from us. Who are we? Cheap Show. What are we doing today?
We are doing nomity goodness that Eli's brought from that there America.
That's right. I was in America, that there America over there, Paul.
Huddly hey, huddly ho, huddly hey, huddly ho, huddly hey, ha. In America, you're a lie, USA. In America. Who sang that, you prick? Come on, Mr. fucking music expert. It is Trackbot. I know all. Oh, hello, Trackbot. How are you? I'm well. That dog, Mucky Dog. Mucky Dog. He's made my whole living nightmare. Anyway.
Okay, Trackbot.
Yes, Trackbot.
Who sang that? Did you hear what Paul was singing?
I hear all.
Could you tell us then, who was the singer of that track, Trackbot, please?
That was by Redbox.
Redbox?
Redbox, I believe, is the correct answer. You're quite right, aren't you?
No, the Trackbot's not meant to get things right, Paul.
I mean, Cilla Black.
Cilla Black.
That's better, yeah, where Cilla Black sang America.
Well,
America.
You say that sentence, any sentence that starts Cilla Black sang is incorrect already.
It's almost
isn't it?
An oxymoron,
it's
isn't it?
It's an oxymoron, Paul. Yeah. I'm trying to say Cilla Black, not very good singer. She yeah. really isn't, wasn't, though.
It's something
was she?
That I've only realised the older I get.
She
that
sounds
when
like
I,
a hair blower.
When I hear her voice, my ears tighten like an arsehole.
Yeah. It's shrill.
Step inside, love.
Now, I was in America. Now, I've got a little Tales from the Stateside dance floor.
Oh, international edition.
Just a little anecdote here, Paul.
Oh, please.
Because it was my birthday is March the 16th. I was out for my birthday, and
belated
of course,
happy birthday to you.
Thank you. The day after.
52 today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shaving off a couple of...
Shaving off a bit of a gob job. You've started it now.
I haven't started.
I'm going to call this episode gob job. You just know it now.
It was going through my head when I was sleeping.
What, a gob job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was the other one was mange my flange.
That's not as good.
Come on, mange on the flange.
Gob job is punchier.
Gob job.
Gob job.
They must... Is that must be a synonym for blow job, though?
I'm presuming so.
Giz a gob job.
Giz a gobby.
Giz a gobby. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that's what they used to say, giz a gobble. Remember?
Gobble?
Gobble used to be all the rage back in the day.
No, oh, it's always
I
been
met
a
this
blow.
Bird, she gave me a gobble.
No, I find it quite interesting, actually, on a linguistic level, because a gob job
yeah.
is more descriptive.
Yeah,
you
it
do
is.
The job with your gob, right? But blow has always been this weird thing that you shouldn't blow. There's no blowing.
No, there's no blowing involved.
And
yet it's become the common parlance for fellatio.
Both ways, though.
Isn't it?
Why don't we call cunnilingus blowjob? Well, they never call that a blowjob, do they?
No, what is the common parlance for that?
Licking someone out.
No, yeah, well, I guess it is. Lappy, lappy.
Anyway, I didn't want to get into this.
Well, that's what right. she said.
And funnily enough, that links to the little anecdote I was
well,
to
I'm
tell,
looking
Paul.
Forward to it. Go ahead.
So, St. Patrick's Day is always traditionally the day after my birthday, March 16th.
Right.
So, my sister, who I was staying with, neighbours,
yeah,
were having a St. Patrick's Day party in their house.
Okay.
Right. McMansion-style place.
Right.
Just across the road from where my sister's place is.
So it was decked in green.
It was. They really went to town.
Right.
He's like a retired firefighter.
Oh, okay.
And she's an ex-cop. Or she's like an active cop.
And together they're
from
they're
New
solving
York.
Crime.
Yeah, but they're from New York. They're well, that, very like...
Well, this is already beginning to make sense. But what I'm saying is St. Patrick's Day is a big thing in New York, right?
It's a big thing to people with Irish heritage. Anyway, it was just the day after I get there, I was pissed up or whatever.
Oh, gee,
2 days,
like
the night before, really pissed.
Doesn't sound like you.
I was making cocktails out there. This is what I traditionally have got into this thing of doing.
You're the cocktail man.
I did what my sister wanted, Cosmos.
Oh, so okay.
Have you ever made a Cosmos?
No, nor had one, to be fair.
They're really good. You think you sort of imagine it to be some kind of sugary, really sort of...
sickly sweet kind of thing.
It's not at all.
No.
There's no simple syrup in it. It just has... The only thing that gives it sweetness is the Cointreau.
Yes.
Which is quite dry as triple secs go.
Yeah.
And also the carrot cranberry juice itself, which is just cranberry juice. It's not like
syrup
a concentrate.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, so I've had a few Cosmos.
Oh, dear.
The night before, whatever. We've been hitting it hard.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's holiday time.
Yeah,
so,
no,
but I have
fine.
To go... Then
and
we
it's
have
your
to,
birthday.
We have to go to this party. And you have to wear something green, right?
Yeah, so you were just sick all down yourself.
I was got there and I've got this green thing, but it's a jumper and it's unseasonably hot even for Florida when I was out there. It was like 30 up in the high 20s.
Oh, right.
Really sweaty and unpleasant.
So I'm just a bit bilious right now. Ugh.
Anyway, so I get over there, right?
Yeah.
And we're out in the back garden. It's nice. They've put on corned beef, what they call corned beef, which is what we'd call salt beef here.
Okay.
Corned beef slices of it, you know?
Yeah.
And the cabbage. And I had a plate of that. It was very good.
Nice.
But it was a bunch of white people in this party. It wasn't...
Right.
I couldn't, you know...
You
I was
relax.
Really hungover. And I was like... Anyway, go out
there.
In the back garden. My sister's mate comes out, who's this nutcase woman called Kim. And she's like, I'm too hot. I'm going to have to take this top off. And I've got like a vest, black vest on underneath.
Yeah.
She's like, get it off. Yeah. Got that guinea tea underneath. She referred to the vest as a guinea tea.
What does that even mean? Is that a phrase? I've not heard of that.
You know they call them wife beaters?
Yeah, the diehard
But
vest.
A guinea tea. Guinea is slang for Italian, isn't it? So it's a guinea t-shirt, an Italian t-shirt.
Right, okay.
And she's like, get that guinea tea off! She was like getting really aggressive. I hadn't even met her, this woman, yet.
And she was just all up in your grill.
Yeah. And then no, everyone for the rest of the holiday was going on about how I should have done her.
Oh God.
Get out of guinea tea off. She's apparently this, also a serving firefighter or something.
Oh, all right.
And her husband is there. Apparently she gets off with people. I should have done that.
That sounds like a mentally
healthy
thing.
That would have been a good
thing
to do, you know.
Yeah, no. Is not that really, it?
Oh, yeah, there was a band. They'd gone to No Expense Spared on this party.
They've gone to no non. They gone non
expense
to
had
no expense.
Gone to no expenses spared.
Expense
was to go
has been
to,
spent
Paul.
On this.
What I'm saying to expenses yeah. going to weren't there going to.
They were there and they were went.
Spare expenses, expenses. Right. There was lots of booze. There was a full spread, a big spread of food.
Right.
And booze, full bar there, you know.
That's like when I come in a sheep.
But they got a band
that's
as well.
A full bar, isn't it?
They got a band who are these ancient guys setting up next to the pool, around the pool, these bands. What?
That. I said about coming in a sheep.
In a sheep?
It was a full bar. So what, we've moved on. We've moved on.
A full bar. Good. Anyway, there was a band, and there were all these ancient people. Turns out they just...
Sorry.
They'd hired them from... Not from the band. Yeah. Coming in a band, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And they were like a pub band that they'd hired, ancient people.
Yeah.
What do you think their first tune they did was? Think American jukebox sort of.
I know, manner. But I'm thinking it's either going to be something like The Fairy Tale of New York.
They did do that eventually. Yeah.
Or Jump Around by fucking.
They didn't do that. Think more 80s.
Oh, Come On Eileen.
Addicted to Love was the first song they played.
That's a strange choice. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great song. I'm not complaining
anyway,
about it.
Anyway, I had to duck out of
I just
party.
Thought you were going to say they were going to do something really Irish, awkwardly Irish.
No, because I don't think they were particularly Irish. They were just a band that the woman had seen in a
fine, okay.
in a blues bar or something a few weeks ago. How much would it be? And she apparently paid $1,500. For a full band, they played for at least 2 hours.
And they got free drinks probably, didn't they?
Yeah,
so they were all right.
They were all right.
Which one did you give a gob off to? Gob job.
Everyone's like, you should have boned that Kim. No. It's just like her husband was there. I hadn't met the woman. And she was going, get it off! Go on, get it off! What you got down there? Guinea tea!
But the husband, is he like just broken? He just stands on the corner
apparently,
staring?
Yes.
Oh, this is tragic. You don't want to get involved in that, do you?
Paul, I did
not
also...
It's not for you, is it? You don't want to be up to your nuts in a lady you don't know who's got a husband downstairs.
Okay, there's a lot of reasons I didn't want to get with Kim, okay?
Was she not very attractive?
No, she was fine looking.
Was she
a blonde,
sexy?
White woman.
Okay.
Apparently she'd had a bit of upholstery.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Probably around my age as well, let's
all
be
right.
honest.
52, 53.
I'm not 52, you can't. 49.
Oh, dear.
And
you've been doing this podcast most of your 40s.
Yeah.
What a strange thing.
All
at least I can say
40s.
I straddled my 30s with this.
I straddled my 30s.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, there's several reasons. First, I hadn't met her and she's going, get off, get your top off.
Right.
I haven't met the woman.
Yeah.
I'm like hungover. It's at a party in the middle of the day.
Well, I'm glad you
and
showed restraint.
Her husband's there.
Mm.
And then was like, you should have boned her.
Yeah,
like, where was I going to do it? In the fucking Everglades?
In
which
front
behind
of the band.
There.
In front of the band.
In the pool, like that. With the band playing up there, outside.
Watch out for a snapper. I don't know.
There's a gator in the water.
Yeah, she's got a big snapper.
A big snapper.
I can't bother. Should we just crack on?
Yeah, was that all right?
Yeah, that was all right.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if it needs applause, but it was all something right. that happened to me. Apologies to anyone who might be listening who was affected.
And I'm just going to apologise to anyone who might be listening.
Yeah,
full
good.
Stop.
Well done. Yeah.
Gob job.
Shut up.
That's our easy
don't
out
say,
now.
It's not an easy out.
It is.
It's a very disappointing and unfortunate out.
That's what Kim would have said afterwards if you'd given her a gobble, wouldn't you? I've ruined this. I'm pulling out. I'm pressing stop.
Okay. Lovely bit of sound tone there.
Hello, I'm room tone. Yeah,
what are you doing lurking around?
I've got to be here.
You've been
for
in Trackbots.
Oh, I went in Trackbot. Oh, yes. I went in Trackbot.
Hasn't he suffered enough?
I went in and I fiddled with his wires.
Go, scurry off.
Trackbot is not a sex bot.
It certainly seems like you are.
Covered in dog jelly.
All right, Trackbot, what about this?
Dirty dog jelly.
Whose song?
Yeah.
Whose song?
He's coming close to the mic.
Are you doing some calculation? Who sung Holiday in the 80s? Female singer.
Ah, Trackbot will reveal all.
The answer is Russ Abbott.
Russ Abbott, very good.
Russ Abbott.
Get back in there. Oh, get in the cupboard, you need charging.
The door's sticky.
I know, I'm not dealing with that.
Why won't somebody clean my mucky pod?
Listen.
My mucky pod. Oh, poor
Draw trackbot. What were you saying?
I had a wank in there as well.
Fucking room tone.
I had a wank in there as well. Everyone does it now.
I know they do.
Everyone goes in there for a wank.
Everyone does.
Poor trackbot.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
He's a Bukkake bot, isn't he? Now...
Sorry.
I'm sorry as well, everyone.
Sorry, everyone.
We're both sorry. It's been actually really tiring for both of us,
We've both been working last 4 days straight.
4 days straight, yeah. Everybody.
At the cold face.
I did 4 nights DJing with the drinking that entails.
And I did 4 nights producing.
I'm trying to
radio.
Be all rock and roll, there aren't you I? Go. Did you have a bottle of vodka on the go all the time?
No, I don't.
Don't you?
It's just, I can't
Three
be
bottles
no.
of vodka under the. Four bottles.
No,
of,
no, no.
18
no, no,
but
no,
vodka
no,
bottles.
No, 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 no. No.
So, before we start the tasting, Paul, I do need to say thank you very much to my sister-in-law, Emma, who's married to my
Emma,
brother.
Emma, can you please, all jokes aside, can you stop sending me suggestive messages on Instagram direct
message? No, that was a misunderstanding.
Because that is just going... I mean, and it's nice that you get in touch and you say hello every now and then, but what you sent was, I thought, morally objectionable.
It was an aubergine.
Didn't look like one.
Okay. Anyway... Thank you, Emma and Solly, my nephew, for sourcing a great deal of what we're going to taste today. They went out and got it, and thanks very much.
Thank you very much. So, you have a lot of stuff, and we have picked some of it for today because, as I say, quite a lot, and we can save, you know, the rest for another episode.
We're going to do savoury, crisp-type, snack-type things today.
We're keeping it savoury, everyone.
And some soda at the end, some interesting soda.
Because we have to race through quite a lot, let's crack on. No more fucking about. What is one?
The first one, which really did attract my attention, is something I haven't seen available here in the UK, Paul.
No.
Doritos Dynamita Sticks Hot Honey Mustard.
Miss Dynamita!
And this has a hot dynameter, which tells you how hot it is there. And it's in the medium, which isn't great.
Then. So I looked at the front cover of the pack.
Front
of the pack. And it looks like what we would call in this country chipsticks.
Yes, but chipsticks are puffed potato.
Yes.
And this is a corn. Doritos is a corn-based product.
So this
line.
Has to be more like a... I was going to say Monster Munch, but that's not true either. Is Monster Munch puffed potato?
No, that's corn.
Oh, so it might be more like
more like a Monster Munch chipstick. That's what we're looking at here, people.
And the flavour again is what? Sorry?
Hot honey mustard. And it has a little depiction of a mustard in a little pot. But there's one of those honey spindle things. What are they called?
Don't know, actually. Honey dippers.
It's a, one of these, you know.
Wooden noblet.
It looks like
looks like a hive.
What? It does look like a bit like a hive.
That's what I always thought the point
was. It's
a
spurdle or something, isn't it?
It's a honey
spurdle, I'm sure.
Honey spoon, maybe. Might just be called a honey spoon.
Might be. Anyway, I'm going to get the huff off this.
The huff's going on.
Oh, vinegary I'm getting.
So I'm thinking in my head it should be sweet and hot. Oh dear, the smell's not.
Crunchy sticks. Flavour away.
Exploding with tangy mustard flavour and a hot honey kick.
Come on.
What's hot honey kick mean? That's not.
Well, that's what I was going to say as well. I don't think hot mustard.
Smell
is,
shit.
Hot mustard is like an American category, isn't it?
I guess.
You don't refer to something as hot mustard here. It's just English mustard or.
It smells almost like balsamic vinegar, weirdly.
Yes, it has a vinegar smell. Let's get these in.
Oh, they're
I
much
don't
thinner
think they're
than
very
I thought.
Good. They're flatter little ribbon flatter. Things.
Yeah, I like the shape.
Ooh. They've got a little bit of mustard bite, like a hot mustard bite to them, more than I was expecting.
I can't really taste any honey, but there's a lemoniness to it that I really like.
Oh, man.
That's actually really nice.
Those are much better than I thought.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going back.
Surprisingly tasty, them.
Those are good.
Oh, what do you want to give them out of 5?
I'll give it 4.2, 2, 2, 4, or 3. 4.2 or 3. Now.
4.2 or 3, or 3.2 or 3.
You've got a Cheetos.
Wait. 4.2 or 3, or 3.2 or 3?
4.23.
So it's 4.2.
I've gone to the third decimal place.
Okay, well, I won't be doing that. I'll be giving it a flat 4.
Okay, very good. Nice. But I think we both can say we were surprised, pleasantly surprised by the Doritos.
Some people may be asking, why isn't this going into the snack palace? Well, The honest answer is we can't be fucked. So we're just going to eat some snacks this week without the whole pantomime behind it.
And also the Snack Palace is for more mate, because it's replacing the segment, which was the League of Crisps and Snacks
or whatever,
which was destroyed. It's deep lore that.
Yeah.
Now, the next item is Cheetos. We've done a lot of these before on the show.
We have.
A very big brand worldwide.
Yeah.
In fact, their mascot, Chesters, there's a whole brand called Chesters, weirdly.
Muckscot? What did you say? They're Muckscot.
Mascot.
All right, okay. I thought you said Muckscot. Hello, I'm Muckscot.
No, Muckscot sounds like Muckbang. It sounds like some kind of filthy porn thing.
Like a porn Scottishman.
Yes.
Muckbang. Muckscot. Hello, I'm Muckscot. And I'll love it when you...
Muck, fucking muck. Splog. Splog.
Blah, 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 blah. We get it. Go on.
Splog off.
So these are Cheetos, crunchy Cheetos.
Buffalo flavour.
Now, can you be in a buffalo stance for me right now?
Ooh. Oh, nice. Pleasing. There's a milkiness, but a vinegariness. I think that's what buffalo is much more vinegary.
You're quite prone to a buffalo seasoning, aren't you, though?
I like buffalo seasoning.
Which is not a euphemism.
I do. I like a buffalo seasoning. Don't you like a classic chicken wing?
No, like those pretzel bits that were buffalo.
I love those. Yeah, Snyder's. They discontinued those.
Is this a different type of buffalo sauce, then? Because that looks red. And why, in my head, I'm thinking blue, but that's not right, is it?
No, buffalo... the original buffalo chicken wings, it's a very vinegary and spicy. But the main note is vinegar.
Okay.
And it's traditionally, isn't it, served with blue cheese
That's
dip.
Why I'm thinking that, yeah.
And celery, okay. You know, those traditional buffalo.
Yeah, well, let's...
And it's because it was invented in Buffalo.
Let's give them a go.
All right. Get those away from me.
They're all right, but they're not particularly anything remarkable. It feels like I've had them before.
To me, they taste like a cheesier Red Hot.
That's it. They're just a cheesier Red Hot. I can't really taste any buffalo there.
It's subtle, but I think it's a nicer... For me, that's tastier than just a straight-up Red Hot one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, because it's got more going on. It's got that kind of cheesiness.
Yeah, the cheesiness offsets the heat somewhat and makes it mulchy.
Yes.
You know?
Gives it two ends to the flavour, you know?
Because in the UK, the closest proximity to this in terms of texture is a knick-knack, right? I'd imagine that's accurate to say.
Yeah, and now they're doing Red Hot...
Knick-knacks?
Well, they're doing Wotsits Red Hot, aren't they? Flaming Hot is its own brand within...
Yes, it's a thing within itself now.
It's so weird.
It's like saying cheese and onion almost. You just slap Flaming
Hot
on.
But it's as if cheese and onion would actually had a brand identity of itself.
Yeah. Oh, didn't we have this discussion on Twitter about Takis and
that's
now going
what I'm trying
in,
to say. And we're going to need to taste these. What's it do? Crunchy Wotsits.
Hot crunchy
which are
Wotsits.
Essentially Cheetos, right? And they're doing Flaming Hot, branded Crunchy Wotsits, which should be just exactly the same as a Cheeto, essentially.
They're in Asda and Morrison's.
Flaming Hot Cheeto.
But I've not seen them in the
ones I'm
going to
pick them
me.
Up. They're in that shop across the road from me.
All right, we'll
I'll
do
pick
it
them
then.
Up. We need to do them, don't we?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, we need to cover ongoing... Crisp development.
I mean,
worldwide.
That's what we're here for, fucking apparently.
Okay, can I get a score for the Cheetos Crunchy Buffalo? From
3.
You?
It's fine.
I thought they're very tasty. I mean, if that's the market, I mean, that's...
Well, here's the thing. They're all crossing streams now. So everyone's in each other's pockets in terms of their brand identities. So it's like, is that going to be any different from the Watson? Is that going to be any different from this? You know what I mean?
The Dorito Dynamiter Hot Honey Mustard stood
actually,
out.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that.
That
but
had
like,
something of like Brannigan's of old.
Yes.
With their mustard one. It has some actual...
Heat.
Some heat, some horseradishy sulfurous heat.
Hot.
Which I go for.
Right, what's that then?
Another crisp we got here. This is Lay's, also known as Walkers in the UK.
Yes.
And they are hugely dominant in the worldwide crisp market, I'd say.
They are the Hasbro of snacks,
they certainly
aren't they?
Are. They certainly are. And I think they're owned by Pepsi or one of those...
It's all very confusing.
What they call brands.
Multi-conglomerate.
Cool brands or something they're called. I don't know. Fuck them. Fucking come for me, Pepsi.
Come on, Pepsi, you big fucking cunt.
Actually, I like Pepsi. Do you know what I was thinking?
I used to think I did. I don't.
I like Pepsi Max Cherry.
Cunt. It's cunt talk, that.
It's not cunt talk.
People, I mean, I know, all right, I'm sorry. Fucking Cherry, Diet, Pepsi, Max, whatever. Fuck off.
I know you object, but do you know what I
and
saw?
I will fist fight him in the street over this.
Do you remember that cocktail I made?
Cult speak.
The Keith Switchhold fashioned.
Yes.
Which utilised syrup. I used Dr. Pepper cherry and mixed with vanilla float syrup.
Yeah.
I can see in Ryman's, they've got all those SodaStream syrups. Do you know what they have there?
Dr. Pepper.
No.
Diet cherry
Pepsi
pepper.
Pepsi Max cherry. Anyway, I could use that and make a hot witch hole fashion with that.
I'll spit in your face.
You will not spit anywhere. I'll
pinch your nose and spit down your throat, mate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You gob in my...
gob you off.
Gob in my gob.
Yeah.
I'll give and you, get it full of flob. And then I'll fucking give you a gob job.
I'll give you a cherry Max, mate. That's what I'll call it.
Put all your gob in your hand and lob...
Yeah, you know what? When you fucking do that, when your I literally saw your brain like get in the way of that sentence and
that
stop yourself.
Really bad work from you there, Eli.
Anyway, I'm just going to hit on the record to say, I fucking hate the concept of people liking Pepsi cherry mask. There's something fucking wrong with it. There
it's
are
just
layers
a
of horrible.
Drink.
It's Pepsi, so it's gross. It's
I don't like
cherry.
Normal Pepsi.
It's Max, so it's gross. It's all fucking aspartame
it
and all those chemical things.
It tastes best.
It's like saying, my favourite type of water is bottled sewer water.
No, it's not.
No, it is like saying that.
No, it's not.
I like an inferior version of a quite nice flavoured thing.
All right. Well, we've got drinks coming up later in the show, everybody.
If any one of them has got the fucking word Max in, you're getting a fucking punch in the mouth.
It does not. You know what we're doing, Paul.
No, I don't know nothing.
Now, this is a flavour called Adobe Badass.
Oh, mate, I overreacted with the Pepsi thing.
You really did.
Down.
Calm down, man.
I just don't get it. I've
millions of
it
people
tastes...
enjoy Pepsi Max Cherry. Not in a cultish way. It seems not like it's the best thing in their life.
It's like an edgelord choice for a drink.
It just is good.
It just feels like an edgelord thing to say.
As far as sugar-free things go...
Look at me, look at me. I like Diet Pepsi fucking Max Cherry or whatever it is. Fuck me. Aren't I interesting?
Paul, whether you like it or not...
Then I go against the grain. Fuck off.
Whether you like it or not.
Oh, now I overreacted to that.
Pepsi Max Cherry represents a milestone in sugar-free drink achievements of our culture.
I think it's a generation of people settling for less.
Now, are you ready to do these crisps?
I guess so.
Adobe Badass.
That's what it says on the front, but I don't know what that means.
They look slightly reddish from the front cover artwork. There's a chili there is a lime there, and there is a tomato there.
So is Abadass...
And there seems to be some sort of spicy, herby, like sesame seeds or something in the background.
So my question is that a type of sauce flavour that it's saying?
It must be. I haven't looked into it.
Oh, it's a dish?
Yes.
And it is common for Mexican cuisine.
Mexican, right.
It's genuinely a pork marinated in red chili sauce with vinegar and oregano, but it can refer to different types of meat and to marinade closer to El Pastor, which I don't know what that is. It is it is served on small maize tortilla alongside sautéed vegetables and cheese. So it seems like it is a kind of seasoning for pork.
Yes. Now, I'm interested... It says smoky, spiky, crispy, delicio on the back. So let's get the huff on here.
Get the huff on.
They smell just like fucking Doritos Chili Max.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. Right. It smells exactly like that.
Or like one of those sensations.
Yeah, you
sensations.
Know, like circa 1990s British chili crisps.
Actually, you know what it's... Oh, hang on. It does smell like something particular. Oh, that's going to bug me. Hang on. I can't remember where that was, but that's a very particular smell I'm getting from that.
It's the smell of chili flavoured fucking. What are they called?
It flashed in my brain though.
What's the big ridged brand?
Yeah.
Max. Flavour Max. Max flavour. What are they called? Crunch
Roysters.
Max. No, they don't do Roysters no more. Pepsi Max. Max.
What's that crisp brand? McCoy's.
McCoy's, yeah. It's
they
a McCoy's.
They smell like chili McCoy's.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they? Exactly like that. Yeah.
Damn, chili
McCoy's.
These
are quite red. They've got quite a complexion.
I'm eating them now. Okay.
Quite vinegary.
Very vinegary,
They
actually.
Do have a tomato flavour on the back of the palate, which is... I don't know if that's altogether pleasant.
I'm just getting chilli and vinegar.
Yeah.
No, really.
They're deep. Think deeper. Deeper into the tongue. There's a sort of tomato-y.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plough deeper in your mind into the tongue.
I might put a big, nice plum tomato in the...
There's
deep,
a sort of... Yeah,
deep in my tongue.
There's a savoury tomato-iness at the back. I don't mind those. You know what they remind me of as well?
What?
In Asian shops in London, you can often get chili and lemon flavoured potato crisps.
Yes.
And they have that kind of chili with the tartness of the citrus combo.
The thing is, that and those Dorito snacks we had at the first have a very similar kind of vinegary lime aftertaste to them. Mm. However, that works better for some reason to me.
He's pointing at the Doritos Dynamitis.
Pointing at the Doritos. That vinegary note at the end, that lemony fresh note at the end, works better with that flavour profile than here.
Fine. I did not hate that.
Nor did I. That's a three for me, but I don't think I could finish a pack of that.
I could definitely. I like those. I like them. they did feel like a little bit stale.
Oh, I didn't notice. I was fine with them. I was fine with them.
Okay, do you...
Should we have one more?
One more, and then we're going to move
now,
on
these,
to nuts.
Surprise crisps.
Surprise.
Included. These aren't from America at all.
Did you give the number to that last crisp? I said
3.2.
Oh, he's good.
I'll go a bit higher.
Right, say it then.
These are Japan's number one spicy snack brand, Karamucho. Spicy and tasty hot chili. This would be a real comparison against the American offering.
Oh, yes, I guess.
This is Japanese crisps.
So it's similar flavour to the last one we just had then? Yeah.
Spicy, tasty, just hot. It's just a hot flavour.
Crisp.
Generic hot flavour. I think these are going to be much sweeter. That's my prediction. What do you think?
Yes, but I was going to say, this says medium on the dynamiter, which I fucking hate that phrase, dynamiter, but that heat was, I don't know, nicer.
But it's not a chilli heat. It's a sulphur, it's a mustard heat.
There's a difference,
which
is
what is impressive, okay?
Yeah.
Right, so, can get a huff on these, Karamucho.
Can you do the fandango from the bolt of lightning? Almost... Very, very frightening me. Karamuncho, Karamuncho, Karamuncho.
These are ridged.
Karamuncho, but... you know, let me go.
Hello.
Oh, I'm just a small crisp. No one will eat me.
I'm just a little boy.
Put me in your mouth and crunch me all around. Nom, 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 nom.
I'm dancing on my tippy toes when the crescent moon.
Do you not know the song? Why do you not know
I'm
that?
I'm expanding on the
Don't
canon.
Expand on Queen.
Do you want to eat this fucking crisp or not?
I know I want to sing a crisp-based version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, well, no one else wants that.
Karamucho, let me go, let me go. Oh, nom, 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 nom. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, put a crispy in my mouth. Beelzebub.
Had a what's it for a tongue. How's that? What's it for a tongue?
Ruining my songs. Ooh, kind of beefy.
They do have a beef...
Sorry.
He's talking about the Karamucho of everyone.
I nearly inhaled
a crisp.
No, I nearly blew a big snot into the bag.
Right.
But I didn't.
Good.
But I am
you
in
need
a predicament.
Need to wipe that. Okay, should we have a little pause, Paul?
No, it's
you
all right.
Got a snot?
It's all right.
It's gone back in.
I'm very sorry.
Everyone's tired.
We're all right. The crisps are unsullied.
I hope you're enjoying the show so far.
Me? I'm all right.
No, I'm not. I hope you're hating it.
Oh, I'm not. I'm having a good time. Here we go.
Oh, God, they're so sweet.
Yeah.
There's no spice.
Absolutely not.
Maybe we've been deconditioned.
No, they're too sweet. They're almost like tomato-y sweet.
Yeah, there's a slight amount of spice right at the end.
I'm not getting it. I mean, no, maybe a little bit, like a kind of afterglow.
Yeah, there's a little afterglow. Not unpleasant.
No.
They're quite nice. But plain.
Bit too sweet for me, and a bit too plain.
A bit too sweet. So, do you want to press the button and we'll...
You don't have to say it. I was just going to hide it in the edit. Now that you've said press the button, now everyone knows...
Get room thrown out of the cupboard.
Oh, hello.
He's such a dick.
Hello. Hello, Eli. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh,
okay, good. That's what he does. I like it.
Yeah, that's all. Just a little bit. I bring a little bit of calm.
Clarky's hot nuts.
No, wait. I gotta press the fucking button.
Right.
Hey, Eli. Yeah. Show me your nuts.
You sounded like Jimbo then.
Ding. Cronin. Ping pong.
Again, an in joke that no one, like 99.9% of the people won't know the reference to.
Peanut.
I mean, it's not really good when we try it. Even we can't magic up that gift he had.
Let's start, Paul.
Oh, you want to start with that?
With a liquid mess.
Why don't you want to start with the nuts?
Because I've had too much dry stuff. I want some fucking liquid mess.
Oh, explain what's about to
we've
happen.
We've had products from these people before. These are Armour, which appear to be a really cheap meat company from the States. And this is potted meat.
I just don't. It's
America's favourite, Paul. So, you know.
Yeah, but
360 million people can't be wrong, okay? So,
when things say American favourite,
it's gluten free.
That's such an off putting statement.
What? What do you think about Britain's favourite?
That's an off putting statement as well.
What if it said John Gunty's favourite from Derby the Road? John Gunty.
Oh, hello, John Gunty, I'm fine with. I trust John.
I'll do a lot of food recommendations.
John.
Yeah.
I've been told to get some crispy Finnish pancakes from Iceland.
Oh, I've been hearing bad things about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a word out there, you know, you ain't so crispy.
Because Alan told me they were fine.
Alan who?
Alan Allen? Yeah.
I'm John Gunty, food.
See you later, John Gunty.
All right, I'm off.
Oh, I like his getting his food recommendations.
This is potted meat, Paul.
Oh, I should have asked him about that new pizza from Pizza Hut.
Listen.
Oh, shit.
No amount of procrastinating character play is going to stop me from spooning this into your gob. So.
Right.
It's potted meat. What do you want? We've had salted. It's like that deviled
ham. What does potted meat mean?
Put some meat in a pot.
Is that it? It just means
fucking
meat.
Oh, I'm fucking starving. What we got?
What's the etymology of potted meat?
I bet it goes back to like the frontier days.
I'm going to look up potted
meat. America's favourite, after all.
Yeah, but, you know, that doesn't say much. So I'm sounding like I'm being a bit anti-American today, but actually, it's just, I just don't like those kind of phrases. They're so generic and broad and they mean fucking nothing.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's bullshit.
It's just like a lazy way of selling something.
Hopefully it's not bullshit.
You don't know what's going to be in it. It's fucking tits and beaks, isn't it?
I think it's beef.
Potted meat is a form of traditional food preservation in which hot, cooked meat is placed in a pot tightly packed to exclude air and then covered in hot fat. As the fat cools, it hardens.
It does harden.
And performs an airtight
seal. It's not the only
seal.
Thing that hardens here, Paul.
Preventing
Please,
some
could you start
spoilage.
From the top, actually. Start from the top. Oh, I'm loving this pressed meat.
Let me,
fucking...
Let me do it again.
Yeah.
Potted meat is a form of traditional food preservation.
Yeah.
In which hot, cooked meat...
Could have it with pickles.
...is placed in a pot...
Fucking pickles.
...tightly packed to exclude air...
Crispy
and
onions.
...and then covered in hot...
Fucking, this is the thing! ...fat! What happens to the fat?
As the fat cools, it... it hardens.
Oh, no, that's it. Oh, oh!
...and forms an airtight seal...
Oh! Oh,
preventing spoilage.
I'm opening this.
Oh, I can't prevent spoilage.
So...
I'm just not...
The spoilage.
Oh.
There's Randy Dogs getting involved.
Oh, no. Trackbox party is a fucking nightmare. Why?
Dogs, well, that dog spunked everywhere, Paul.
Why is my pod full of sticky cobwebs?
Oh, Trackbot. Turn Trackbot off.
Oh...
Power down, Trackbot.
Oh, I'll turn him off.
Oh, fucking room tone as well.
I'm going in his pod.
I'm opening this and we're having it.
Wait, before the days of refrigeration, potted meat was developed as a way to preserve meat.
Yes.
From when a freshly slaughtered animal could not be eaten fully immediately.
Of course, and some of it must be delicious. There's certain forms of more artisanal or farmyard-based stuff I still enjoy. Yeah. For example, Paul, I recently bought from M&S... tongue in a can.
Oh.
It's so good.
Mate.
It's so good. You should eat all the animals if you eat animals.
No,
all
I
the parts
agree.
Of the
yeah, that's how we used to do it.
Eat the tongue. Have you never had a tongue sandwich? It's great. Tongue is good if you eat meat. I'm sorry.
Anyway, listen, it says that even on the wiki page it mentions this brand. It says Armored Star potted meat contains mechanically separated chicken and pork, water, salt, and less than 2% mustard.
Oh my God, this sounds so bad. Chicken and pork, mechanically recovered. Let's just get it over and done with.
Okay? Yeah.
Do you want to be present at the opening of the can?
I don't really want to be present for the
Have a little
duration
whiff.
Of
I
this.
I think you should get the fresh whiff as the meat juice.
Great, yeah, let's do that. Let's just do that. Oh, smells of cat food. Oh, it smells of cat food.
Oh, it so does.
Oh, that's such a cat foody stonk.
It's like tuna. Oh, mate, look at it. Look at it.
Oh, it's like mood slime.
Yeah,
I'm going to have a little bit because I hate this shit.
I'm handing him a spoon.
I can't do this.
I've got some. you ready?
Happy with that amount before you fucking shit a Sparky?
I think this is going to be extremely salty. That's going to be my prediction.
Oh, mate, it smells like spamming cat food.
Get it down, yeah. One, two, three.
Fuck. Oh. It's fucking... Oh. God,
that is
God.
Really one of the worst things I've ever had in my life.
That is unholy.
Yeah, it really is.
I thought it was going to be texturous, but it just dissolves. It's like
it's pure
like wet
mulch.
Sand.
Yeah, it's like wet meat sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see no fucking melted fat around that. I thought it was going to be more solid.
That is so bad. I'm not going to have a single bit more of that.
Cut to later on tonight when he's finished the fucking pot.
Like that, with my finger.
Like licking it out.
After I had a go on the vape, Jesus.
Get the nuts out quick. We got two types of nuts.
Car keys. Everyone's heard of that over here.
Yes.
They're old news.
And I like to think we brought them to the attention of the British public on this podcast.
Yes. And obviously we have been discussing, as you mentioned earlier, Paul.
So salty.
That Takis are bringing out just a cheese one, like compete with Doritos.
Yeah.
And with Cheetos to a certain extent and having just cheesy ones.
Oh.
Because I'm sure Doritos have tried to copy Takis. Takis' main point was they were really chilly, spicy, but they also had a real tartness. And that tartness is what made you go back.
And a lemoniness to them. Yeah,
that's what I mean. These are Takis' hot nuts, flair, chilli pepper and lime, double crunch peanuts. So these are coated peanuts.
Oh, that meat is giving me the shivers. It's giving me, like, the shivers.
A glass of water.
No, it's all right. It's mostly gone, mate. It's fine.
I know, it's really bad stuff.
Just quickly empty your nuts into my mouth and I'll be all right.
Gob job.
Not half.
Peanutty smell coming off.
Yeah.
I imagine... Oh, mate, you know what was great? The Taki meat, the Taki Slim Jims.
Oh.
I demolish.
Did we have them on the pot?
And I ate about eight at once. Well, I fucking love those.
Mate, why can't you open the nuts? I've been watching you struggle for like 3 minutes now.
I'm handing them over. I'm admitting defeat. He's going to use his teeth. That's acceptable to make a little incision. And he seems to have successfully accessed the Takis.
Oh, they're bright, bright red stroke, almost orange.
They're coated. I'm looking for some crunch and I'm looking for that trademark Taki.
Chili pepper lime, eh? Let's see how this one. That's double crunch.
Sour heat, essentially, is how you destroy it. Yeah. It's the Taki.
All right, in we go.
Strangely underpowered.
Underflavoured.
They're not very good at all.
They're crunchy, I'll give them that.
If you were given that and said, what flavour, what kind of crisp is this based on, what kind of thing, you wouldn't know it was Takis, would you?
At most, I might say a hot salsa.
They're sweet as well. There's sugar in there. That's not very well balanced. No, that gets a 2 for me. 1.5.
I might join you on 1.5.
Okay, we've got
one more. But they're not horrible. They're not like objectively nasty. They're just underwhelming and a bit disappointing.
Yeah, a bit too sweet. They're almost sickly sweet. I'm getting on the end, you know?
Yeah.
Last of the nuts, Paul, for today.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that potted meat is a memory in the past. Didn't get a full retch out of you.
No.
Controlled it.
I did. I did. I was fighting my throat at one point.
Yeah, I know. But tell me about it. I was fighting your throat last night.
Yeah. Guess who lost?
Banging against it!
Right, lovely. So you face fuck me in my sleep, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I face fuck you in your sleep.
What charming comedy content.
Oh, whilst you were sleeping, face fucked you in the face.
That explains why when I woke up this morning, my teeth looked like your beard.
Right. Really have stepped over the line today.
Oh, I stepped over the line.
Yes.
So you can face fuck me, but if I say you leave plebes... plebes? Pubes in my gob.
Pubes in your gob. They were shedding last night when I came after your wedding. Ooh, I came in.
All right.
I'm the Caniston priest.
Caniston priest means nothing.
You know it means something. You know what it means. Right.
It means the end of this fucking podcast.
Right. These are fucking almonds.
What flavour?
They are Extremes Carolina Reaper. But there's a big snack almond brand.
Yes.
In the States. Blue Diamond.
Okay.
They do really good flavours. Lots of different flavours. Their salt and vinegar almonds are to die for.
Not known over here, but well known in America for their flavours.
I haven't seen them over here.
No.
It's weird. Perhaps almonds aren't as accepted as a...
I did see these in LA. I'm surprised you didn't pick them up.
These are Carolina Reaper. There's a sort of general savoury half coming up off the nuts here.
I know. But it was just perfectly phrased. I can't get much of a snuff out of them.
No, they're not that snuff-like.
I've tickled a couple of ones.
It's got some almonds there. Oh, they're very much coated. Oh, yeah, God, that looks dangerous.
I'm just going to do one first. I was going to throw three in then, but...
I've done four. They're hot.
They build.
Yeah.
That one on its own didn't leave much of a trace, but I felt it warming up. And I thought, if I throw these in, it'll jack it up.
Yeah. Hand them over if you don't want them.
I mean, I do want them.
It's dry. Very dry.
I'm going to put three in.
You'll see. It's a cumulative kind of.
Yeah.
It builds. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I like those. Definitely nicer than the Takis.
There's a strange kind of woody flavour to them, a kind of a...
That's an almond flavour, it's a nut flavour, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, but there's also this kind of a... I don't know how to explain it, like a kind of barbecued, smoked,
smoky
burnt thing.
Yeah, it's smoky nut. No, that's the flavour of Carolina Reaper. Yeah. Has a smokiness to the chili pepper.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
Very nice. It's a good brand, actually.
Three. That's for me a solid three, you know. It's fine.
I'm going to go 3.2 again.
3.2 again. Well, I know what we need to do next.
Press that fucking button, boy.
And take a break and come back where we shall wet our whistles with some soda treats. Eli, you've got drinks. I would like to see your drinks.
Well, we've had a little disagreement here, everyone, just in the little behind the scenes here.
A little bit disagreement. Behind the curtain.
We have three drinks.
Flaps.
Three drinks. I've sourced one from the States, which I'm really proud of. Because I only saw it in a multi-pack in the local supermarket to me. And I thought, right. We need that.
We do.
We need that. And then I thought, I haven't got it. I haven't fucking got it. And then where did it show up, Paul?
Where?
After I'd been through TSA security to get on the plane back. It was in one of the little cafes by
dear.
The gate.
Oh, well,
and
it
I thought, perfect, because I don't have to bring it through.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't have to check it in. It's just in my bag all the way back. And it's spiced Coca-Cola, Paul.
Spiced Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola spiced.
What does that mean to you, then?
I have no idea. The only equivalent I can think of is when they talk about spiced rum, which very much has taken
like
over
ginger.
The kind of... No, you
like
know,
a,
spiced...
Like ginger ale kind of spiced.
They mean like spices like, yes, the range of spice.
Yes isn't a spice, Mr. Silverman.
Cinnamon.
But yes isn't a spice. You went, spices like, yes. And I don't believe that, don't you get out your pocket. Do you want me to part the curtain and tell me what? Tell them why?
No.
Well, then leave it in your pocket or throw it on the couch.
I bet if I slap your face with it. Gob action.
Then I won't feel anything because there's nothing to swing, is there?
Gob action.
Your penis is like one of those invisible dog leash tricks. It's like you're pretending something in your hand, but there's nothing really.
Your penis.
It is. Your penis is like a magician's trick. It's not in that hand. It's not in that hand. Where's it gone?
It's up your knob.
Oh, it's up my knob. Well done.
Right. I thought that is the premier, the piece de resistance of today's selection,
right?
Paul, but you seem to think otherwise.
You know what? Let's start. Let's put it at the end because you've made such a big fucking dog's
dinner
out of
it. I think we should because this calls back to those signature Cokes that we always used to go on about.
We took a break, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and my enthusiasm's absolutely bottomed out now. So
come on, you're
going to
have some nice sody pop now.
Right, we'll do the lemon one first.
Okay, because this is basic lemon. Coca-Cola lemon.
Yeah.
I think, to my mind's eye, my mind's tongue, Paul.
I think I've had it in the past. Didn't they do it years ago? 20 years ago?
I don't think I've ever tried it. It says new.
Yeah, but in my mind's eye, going back into the nether space of my memory, right, I'm sure there was a limited run of Coca-Cola lemon.
Yes, but it became before their whole total expanding universe thing of the last 5 years, which have included, we should mention, the cosmic, whatever those special...
Those
they called special edition ones?
Signatures, fucking whatever.
Not signature.
Whatever.
The signature were the really lovely ones.
Experiments or something. Coca-Cola experiments.
Well, anyway, Extreme. It's been a series of tie-ins with sort of online influencer-type artists.
Yeah, a load of old wank. And every single one's been fucking gubbage.
Terrible. Terrible. Getting worse, in fact.
Yeah.
The first one was actually worse. The first one was Cosmic Coca-Cola,
remember? Tasted of space.
A taste of my asshole. Put your finger right up my
asshole.
Why do we? Anyway, but I think you may be right that they tried this as an experiment. But then, in recent years, you've had coffee-flavoured Coke, you've had mango-flavoured Coke.
You know why,
all of
though?
This bullshit.
You know why? Because of the sugar tax and stuff like that, Coca-Cola have gone, well, we're going to make cheaper drinks. And to offset the fact that everything tastes of chemicals now, we'll add a flavour in to sell it as a gimmick. And it's what, funnily enough, Pepsi Max did with their fucking cherry, isn't it?
Yes, but much more successfully. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not, Paul, to a lot of people...
Drink for cunts by cunts. There we go. How about that?
I think that's going too far. He's shrugging, everyone.
Come at my bra.
Now, come at me, bra. This is not diet. This is
no.
Right. And this perked up my...
It piques me. It piques me.
It perked up my mental tongue. And thought, that's
mate,
nice.
It's been 4 minutes. Paul, let's just stop drinking stuff.
Paul, last point.
Yeah.
What do you all love if you have a glass of Coke in a restaurant? What's really the pièce de résistance on that?
For me, shaved ice.
Kick? No. For me, it's the lemon slice.
No, yeah.
You see, have you ever had like a Coke and they put lemon slice in the bottle top?
Well, when I used to live in LA, when we went to Mel's Diner, I would always have with a lemon syrup, a cola with a lemon syrup.
With lemon syrup?
Yeah.
Ah, you see, so it was actually like a mixed soft drink you used to have.
Because you could just add the syrup, cherry and all this stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
What I'm saying is, it might be really nice, this.
I think it will be. Judging by my memory, I have a feeling it's going to be like Coke up front. and the back end's going to be kind of, well, lemony, but hopefully not in that kind of washing up liquid kind of lemon.
That's what you're hoping for, a nicer, more sort of fruity lemon.
Yeah.
And less chemically, yeah.
I mean, what's the Huff report say?
The report is that it's...
inconclusive.
Yeah. I couldn't tell it apart from Coke. I'm just, I've got a large
ice cube.
He's
got a large ice in it, so he's pouring some of the cola on the ice to hopefully... oh, that's my...
There you go.
Thank you. Yes, I can smell the lemon on it to you my can. Nose. I can now, yeah. I think it's the bubbles, and that's the bubbles that. Pop.
Oh, that's nice, actually.
It's actually quite refreshing.
That's really nice.
Right, we're going in.
Oh, I like that. Oh, man.
That's all right.
I like that.
That's not quite how I thought it was going to be in my mind's eye, but that's all right.
It reminds me, you know what it reminds me of a bit? Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Or, weirdly, it feels like a lemonade.
Yeah.
It feels like a kind of slightly more syrupy lemonade.
If you couldn't see the colour, would you be picking up any Coke notes?
No, not really. But there's
if
that...
you close your eyes, it's totally like Mountain Dew, man.
I like it.
Yeah.
On a hot day.
Ooh.
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 It's fresh. It has that Coca-Cola
it's
thing.
It's a classic.
Where...
I mean, they don't get it right always, but that is a classic from
yeah,
the Coca-Cola
but you know, like
company.
We say, I've always said, like, Pepsi's too syrupy and Coke tends to be more watery. That helps in this instance, because I think that watery element of Coke helps serve the lemon part of it.
Right.
And that fills out that watery thing that usually dilutes the cola.
Well, and it hasn't got any of the aspartame that you hate.
No!
It tastes of real sugar, which
I
is nice.
Drink all of this now, because we've
it's
got too much.
It's a proper soda, isn't it?
I'm just sick of this zero sugar shit, but here's a load
ooh,
of flavours.
But that's got a real hit of nice real sugar
yeah.
on the sweetness.
Nice.
You know? Very nice.
If that was warm on a shelf and you drank it, I think that'd be horrible. But because we've got the ice and it's been in the fridge...
Very good. They're not always terrible, but they've put some horrible drinks out into this world.
Yes, they have.
Next up, another, I believe Fanta is owned by the Coca-Cola company, isn't it?
It is, or indeed.
It is, right. This is Fanta Sour Plum flavour.
See, I was excited about this one. This is one I wanted this to be the finale.
I think cola spice is a bigger deal.
Where did you find that?
I found this in the same place I got the Lemon Coke, actually, which is a convenience store in London's Walthamstow.
Lovely.
Nice place. They've got a good selection. They've got all Mountain Dew variants and stuff.
You've been there before for drinks, quite yes. numerously. You yeah. always bring something interesting
there's
back
there's always
there.
Something good in there. They've got a good eye, good buyers, good soda buyers.
It's got
there.
A Wonka-esque sense of adventure when
yeah,
you
I
go
like
in.
That. Do you know what I don't like, though?
Pegging.
I've never tried that. I'm not in. We're not up for it, just in case anyone's... That. Please stop doing that. Please. How is this fun to any for anyone?
Well, there's one person having fun.
Are you though? Are you really?
You're no. no.
Stop that. Now, I bought it there and it is sour plum flavoured Fanta. And it has Chinese or Japanese writing on it.
Yes,
we
can't really tell because we're idiots.
Or something.
Purple cap, purple label. I like the aesthetic
but
value of the glass bottle.
But that part of the world, sour plum is a big thing that they eat all over the East, isn't
in,
it?
In my glass. In my glass. What's the Huff?
What do you think this
it's
is going
to
be like?
It's got a brown colour to it.
Oh, quite raisiny.
I like...
Make sure you drain off the lemon Coke from
I've
the
I've done ice. It, look. Blub, 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 blub. Blub, 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 blub. I like
it. A niff without pouring.
It's got a little bit of a purple tint to it, but it's cola coloured. Oh, I actually like the smell of it.
It's a raisiny sort of smell.
Well,
I
was thinking it's kind of like classic grape kind of scent.
Well, okay. Let's have a look. Let's have a little taste of this.
Tasty time.
Yeah, it's very raisiny, grapey.
I really like that.
It's not really overly sour. There's
at
a
all,
certain...
really. I like that. It's a fruity, it's like a Vimto almost,
yes.
right?
But
it's
without got that, the vanilla notes.
Yeah, without the vanilla notes. It's much more plummy,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, it is. You know.
It's sour plum flavour, Paul.
Yeah. But to me, it's more grape.
It's great to be alive in this stage in history where
is
these
it,
drinks
actually,
can
is
exist.
It, though?
Well,
is
not
it,
for a lot of other reasons, but in terms of the kind of drinks we can get. It's
yeah,
pretty
I
good.
Guess that's what makes it all better. Fuck me. I hate this reality.
Okay. Nice.
Yes, I like that one more than
I
the
lemon
one.
I think this system with the big ice cube for tasting soda is really working, isn't it?
It keeps bonking me nose.
That's nice. Don't you like a nice refreshing bonk on the nose from the ice?
But it's cold on me tipper. on my sniff tip.
Oh, on your little sniff tip.
Oh, it's cold on me sniffer tip.
Boogaboo.
Do you want me to keep that in? Because that's kind of embarrassing.
Why?
You did the little hand baby gesture. It was weird.
I know.
For a minute.
One of us is having fun now, Paul.
Well, it's not me.
Do you know what's really aggravating is the way you fiddle with that ice? I can't believe you're allowed to get away with that. If I touch anything, like the fucking wire, you're
yeah,
on me. I can never put anything down. And then fucking you're like, you're like the fucking woman in Get Out with the teacup. Trying to fucking hypnotise me. Very suggestive, Paul. The great mesmerist, Paul. Go on.
Gob job. Gob job. Give us a gob job.
All right, I will. You don't need to hypnotise me. Oh, stop it.
Oh, I've got meat on now. I forgot about that.
What did you think of that soda? Last thoughts on the sour plum.
Right, the lemon one gets a 3.5. This gets a 4, just nudges ahead because it's much more on my flavour profile preference list. I like that kind of flavour profile, the Dr. Peppers and stuff. I like that
it's
as opposed to Coke.
It's almost sarsaparilla like that as well.
Dandelion and burdock,
plum.
Dr. Plum or whatever. Straight on to the last one now. It is the spiced Coca-Cola. We've had the backstory. Let's
have
just
you looked this up?
Cap.
There must be some sort of press release or something for this. I would be interested because it might be, you know, they're a big brand after all, Paul. This is zero sugar. I'm interested to know if they did a sugar one, or this looks like a totally new flavour from them.
Well, I don't know. It says, discover Coca-Cola Spiced, a new raspberry and spice sensation.
There you go. Raspberry.
Step into the world of Coke Spice and experience the unique blend of our iconic cola with rich raspberry and exotic spices.
Okay, there you go.
This is the official Dr. Cola website. It's not just spiced. And then there's a video which I refuse to play.
Okay, so it's raspberry. That did uncover that for me.
Yeah.
But spiced obviously is something they think plays. And is that to do with the spiced rum market is what I'm wondering.
As a mixer?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Totally, yeah. I think they're going into the boozing sort of.
I still lament those Coca-Cola, the Herbonics drinks, whatever.
That's what I'm trying
called.
To say. They were called Signature, weren't they?
Yeah.
The Signature range.
They were great. We've been
spicy,
through this. Move on. We've
herbal,
been...
woody.
Yeah. Come on.
So they know this. I was hoping this would be something like that, where they've actually used their flavour knowledge to fucking produce something.
See.
I'm going to have a very close huffing on
this. Is this not a zero drink
I'm gonna
as well?
I'm going to huff this. It is a zero drink. Yeah. See, you're already out.
No, I'm just.
I'm getting
getting?
Fruity.
Fruity.
Oh, a very distinct fruit.
Oof.
Soft berries. Oof. Soft berries.
Oh, dear.
As the fat hardens, as it cools.
Oh,
that's Mountain Dew.
Is it? Everything's Mountain Dew to you.
Just have a fresh nuff niff.
All right, I'm going to have a nuff niff.
I'm going to just pump the bottle.
Tell me that doesn't smell like Mountain Dew.
No, it doesn't. To me, this smells like a thick raspberry kind of...
There's a raspberry note. He's pouring some on.
I'm going to pour some on. This could be quite nice, actually, based on the smell. I'll let you pour your own.
No need to shout.
Shut up. You fucking gobby bastard telling me
I'm
not to
shout.
I'm just
saying there's no need to shout, you gobby
went
bastard.
Went flat quite quick though, this one, as an observation.
Yeah, it did fall over before I'd...
Its smell promises a flavour it doesn't deliver on.
Well, that's to do the sugar-freeness, isn't it?
Now, I will say this, that fake sugar thing isn't up front, but it does linger after you've, you know, swallowed the whole of it. I think the raspberry's there, because without it, there's no flavour here. I don't get any spice, do you?
No. There is almost like a bitterness, a little bitter spiciness finish.
To me, this tastes like a sugar-free, watery raspberry drink.
Yeah.
Like a raspberryade, you know, like an old raspberryade in the old
days. I don't
think
it's going to change the landscape.
In fact, mate, if you don't mind me being so bold, this tastes like one of those fucking shitty small tins, you know, the ones you're just talking about.
Yeah,
the,
it does.
The fake...
That's exactly what I felt for.
Creations or whatever they're
oh,
fucking
dear.
Called.
Oh, dear. It's a big losing
The lemon
product.
Cola is leagues ahead in
yes,
terms
I know.
Of satisfying flavour.
But this is the point, and I know this is the narrative you don't want to get involved with. Pepsi Max Cherry has solved the problem that all of these sugar-free Cokes fall for it.
Fuck you. Next time we're doing drinks, we're doing Pepsi Max Cherry, and I'm going to find something better.
That's sugar-free?
Yeah. I'm going to wank in a dog's Gusto. Mouth and get it to be sick into a bottle, and we'll drink that, and it'll be better.
Animal cruelty again. What were you going to do to the dog? What were you going to do to that poor dog, Paul?
Fuck it in the mouth.
And then?
Make it sick. To say.
Well, I'm glad you just clarified that for me.
All right, you know what? I'll change it, right?
You'll change its nappy?
No,
the dog's
I'll
nappy?
The,
God, the
dog,
dog's
no,
probably going to be
dog
in nappies anymore. After you're done with it.
What, dog is not... We're taking the dog out, right?
Fucking benappied dog.
We're taking the dog out, right? The dog's done.
You guys are always killing all fucking dogs.
Get another animal in. All right, I'll do another animal, right? Okay?
No.
What about a... instead of a dog, what about a horse?
Well... Now you're talking.
I'll face fuck a horse until it's sick, and then you can drink the sick of the horse, and I guarantee it'll be more refreshing than a bottle
fuck
of Pepsi
sake.
Cherry Max.
You just want to make enemies in this world, Paul.
Mate, I'm burning it all down.
You're not
I'm
what,
burning
the edifice
it all down.
Of Pepsi Max Cherry?
I am the podcast terrorist.
Oh, yeah? God. Just to...
Don't sniff the potted meat.
I've got the potted meat back out, mate.
Mate. I'm very sorry for
the predictions come true.
My animal sick cocktail drink suggestion.
I can't even.
Don't put it in your mouth. Don't put the potted meat back in. Mate, you had such a lovely taste flavour in your mouth.
No, that Coke wasn't that great.
No, but it's better than potted fucking meat.
I don't know. I'm feeling potted a bit peckish.
Coke. Put some Coke in the meat. Oh, don't use the lemon
for
one.
Not the lemon one.
No, don't use the lemon one. You put a little bit of a cola in it.
The first and last time in history, I'll be tasting...
potted meat and spiced Coke.
Oh,
there's your big finish episode.
Oh, fizzy. Oh.
That reacted badly to the meat.
It's all fizzy on the meat.
It is. The meat is fizzing.
Maybe one.
Just one bite.
One night.
Oh, it's going in. Oh, that's a mistake to make it. What was that like? Sweet and meaty.
1.7 stars.
Yeah, 1.7 is fair. And that's it for Cheap Show this week. We'll see you next week. Everything that you want from us is on our website, thecheapshow.co.uk. We have a page for each episode with pictures and videos. We have links to our videos. Also, we have just released the Barshans reunion video on YouTube for the public. Eli's having a very horrible reaction to the Coke and meat concoction.
I think it's doing something fizzy in my gullet.
If you go to a Cheap Show on YouTube, you will see the Barshans reunion video where you can see us playing the three bars v hens game. And we've had such good feedback from that, so thank you. To everyone who supports us on Patreon, thank you very much. It keeps us sane and keeps the podcast going. So if you want to join them and keep Cheap Show living at large, you can go to patreon.com/cheapshow. Give what you can, but only if you can. And then recently, oh God. Oh dear.
Oh, we've been having a little too
much
food.
It's all gone wrong. So... oh,
there's
dear.
A real need to deliver that pizza.
Yes, yeah, a pizza on the express. Right, I don't know.
On the express.
I forgot what I was saying now.
You weren't saying much, mate.
And yes, to go along with the Barshans reunion, there's a very special edition of the Cheap Show magazine, a Barshans special, which has features from everyone in Barshans. It's an amazing magazine. Event put so much hard work into it and all the artists who contributed to. That's fantastic. So you can get a free... download of that if you're a Patreon, but you can also get the physical edition of it, which comes with a poster, and I'll put the link in the metadata for this episode. You can read it on your podcast app of choice. We're recommending Good Pods at the moment because we're rating highly with them there, and listen to them on there. You can learn and discover other podcasts and stuff because Twitter's dying on its arse, so we need you.
Is it really, though,
yes,
Paul?
Yes, it
you're
is.
You're a big hypocrite.
No.
You're a big fucking hypocrite.
It is.
You keep saying, oh, Twitter's dying on its arse every day.
Oh, no, engagement.
Through.
Yeah, no,
scrolling
but in terms
through,
of engagement.
Looking at it.
No.
You post two or three times a day on it still.
Yeah, because I still have to do something to keep the lights on here, right? The problem is the engagement's gone down because of all the sex bots and AI and fucking blue tick warriors. All that shit, right? So as a result, it's not very effective. This is why I'm saying to people, if you listen to it on your podcast of choice, review us there. People can discover it.
Podcast hub of choice.
Podcast listening device of choice. Podcast app of choice.
Of choice.
And we're recommending Good Pods at the moment.
Okay.
Right? But all I'm saying is, if you can share or review us, that bubbles us up to the surface so other people can discover us.
Do you know what else is bubbling
up to
the
surface? Social media, there's quite a lot of bubbling up.
There's a bit of bubbling up going on in my tums.
I think the phrase is, I'm a bubbling hot. And if you want to help support the podcast, please share and retweet and whatever you can to get eyes on us.
And one last thing, again, we are both extremely tired this week.
Don't
take this as an example of... you know, the usual standard.
Yeah,
it's
usually we're much worse.
Much worse.
See you next time, you fucking load of cunts. Bye.